Good morning, good morning. Monday after Pesach. How are you preparing to go into the next Zman, my friend? And we continue to read in the book How to Win Friends and Influence People in this wet weather. In his essay Self-Reliance, Ralph Waldo Emerson stated, "In every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us." When you look at the work of genius, you are reflecting basically on your own thoughts, on your own rejected thoughts, I guess. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty. Wow. But it's an ishmans. This is amazing. I also thought about it. How was the guide food? Was this Nagaya? Lemerzen. Colonial Edward M. House wielded an enormous influence in national and international affairs while Woodrow Wilson occupied the White House. Wilson leaned upon Colonial House for secret counsel and advice more than he did even members of his own cabinet. What method did the Colonial use in influencing the president? Fortunately, we know, for House himself revealed it to Arthur D. Howden Smith. And Smith quoted House in an article in the Saturday Evening Post. "After I got to know the president," House said, "I learned the best way to convert him to an idea was to plant it in his mind casually, but so as to interest him in it, so as to get him thinking about it on his own account. The first time this worked was an accident. I had been visiting him in the White House and urged a policy on him, which he appeared to disapprove. But several days later, at the dinner table, I was amazed to hear him trot out my suggestion as his own." Did House interrupt him and say, "That's not your idea, that's mine"? Oh no, not House. He was too adroit, whatever that word means, for that. He didn't care about credit, he wanted results. So he let Wilson continue to feel that the idea was his. House did even more than that. He gave Wilson public credit for these ideas. Let's remember that everyone we come in contact with is just as human as Woodrow Wilson. So let's use Colonial House's techniques. A man up in the beautiful Canadian Proverbs of New Brunswick used this technique on me and won my patronage. I was planning at the time to do some fishing and canoeing in New Brunswick, so I wrote the Tourist Bureau for information. Evidently, my name and address were put in a mailing list, for I was immediately overwhelmed with scores of letters and booklets and printed testimonials from camps and guides. I was bewildered. I didn't know which to choose. Then one camp owner did a clever thing. He sent me the names and telephone numbers of several New York people who had stayed at his camp, because Carnegie lived in New York, and he invited me to telephone them and discover for myself what he had to offer. I found to my surprise that I knew one of the men on his list. I telephoned him, found out what his experience had been, and then wired the camp the date of my arrival. The others had been trying to sell me on their service, but one let me sell myself. That organization won. And noch an example, 25 centuries ago, Lao Tzu, a Chinese sage, said some things that readers of this book might use today. "The reason why rivers and seas receive the homage of a hundred mountain streams is that they keep below them." So what the Pasuk do is the berg schicken around the Wasser. Wasser geht sich herup mit gravity, so it always goes down. So hundreds of mountains have streams down to the river and the sea. Why? Because the river and the sea halten sich klein. The key below them, thus they are able to reign over all the mountain streams. So the sage, the Unav, as eine will sein a tzadik, der sein a Unav, wishing to be above men, putteth himself below them. Wishing to be before them, putteth himself behind them. Thus, though his place be above men, they do not feel his weight. Though his place be before them, they do not count it an injury. Aroy de vacher kovet. Kovet bereich me many. Bereich meiner Kuva der Kuva Reude Fachrof. Selbe Sache. So, this ends the chapter, principle number 7. Let the other person feel that the idea is his or hers. Very good, very good. Thank you very much. So basically, we say, zuk du a pur zachen echt. Besides this, let them feel that it's their own idea. Zuk der, ad stelst dich niedriger, bis der hecher. Ad stelst dich in front, bis der in the back. Ad stelst dich in the back, bis der in the front. So der echt teufel nun is in the back. Das heißt also, nicht wegen so eulem Hufach Ruisi, pushet, wie weniger du darfst, als mehr hast du. Als weniger Sachen ownen dich. Man halt un etwas. Ich darf etwas unhalten. Ich feiten für etwas. Damals hat der andere ein Schlitt auf dir. Du darfst feiten darauf. hab ich, wieso ich kann dich kontrollen? Wenn ich halt dich, ich kann dir das ja geben, ich kann dir das nicht geben. Ich darf nicht gut nicht, ich geh dir alles. Oh, damals darfst du ja nicht zurückfeiten. Damals kannst du actually bleiben mit etwas. Fein. So, wir alle haben um Matzlucha in Savlunas, in Anova, in diese Luzerlande für Snapchat wünschen für die Tage des. Um Matzlucha der Getug mit allem Gitten.